Hey, this is very, very exciting. Matty O
Who's
is
Matty
the
O?
Drummer from British India. He joins us now. Matty O.
Oh, really?
Good morning, Matty.
How are you guys? Producer Lars, how are we?
Yeah, fantastic. Everyone's saying hello to me. It's, what's going on? Someone tell
hey,
them
we're
to?
Nice here at Triple M.
Now, did you guys support the Rolling Stones? Is that what happened?
I have an Adelaide story to throw in on this.
Yeah.
So we're playing at the mighty Governor Home Arch, one of the best venues in Australia.
Hell
and we got a call 5 minutes before we're about to hit the stage saying that we were supporting the Stones.
Oh, so, joking.
No.
It how, was one so of the, how did that happen?
So what happened was we just signed a Mushroom Records.
Yeah.
And we went out to dinner with Kadinsky. And he said, hey, the Stones are coming to town. And we're like, oh, we'd love to support. He goes, oh, let me see what I can do.
No, so when
you're
the Stones,
kidding.
So when the Stones come to Australia,
yeah,
every band wants that gig.
Yeah.
So we're just like, there's no way we're going to get it. You know, because you got, you know, Hunters and Collectors, Living End, you know, all the big bands.
Yeah.
And then we got the call that day saying, hey, you guys are in like, there's five bands that are varying for this spot. You might get it.
Oh.
We'll let you know. And then literally, as we're about to hit the stage at the Gov, we get a call from Mushroom Records saying, you guys are supporting the Stones.
Unbelievable. Now, Matty, how did it? I mean, I would have thought there's a couple of ways to look at that. It's nerve-wracking or, you know,
there's
the opportunity side of it. And then there's what we hear as well, is a lot of people, bring on the Stones.
Oh, yeah.
Get off, mate. I mean, so how did the night unfold for you?
So I'll tell you. So there were two gigs that they had support for, Melbourne and Sydney. So we're a Melbourne band, and there was a Sydney band, and we worked out with them is we'll do the main support in Melbourne, and you guys do the main support in Sydney.
Nice.
So our family can come and do all of that. So we had family coming from all around Australia to come to Melbourne and watch this show. What happens? 9 o'clock Monday morning, Mick Jagger loses his voice in Melbourne. Show gets cancelled.
Oh, no.
So what, you're the main gig?
So we still got this show in Sydney. So we're playing in Sydney, and we get to this venue, man, and it's the biggest stage you've ever seen. And there's this huge tent, and we're walking past this tent, and there's about 30 people just on laptops. And we're like, what are these people doing? So we walk to our stage, we walk to our little room, so our backstage room, and it's like something out of a movie. This bus appears, the Stones get out, there's security, you know, you're not allowed to walk within a certain, you know, 5 meters of this spot because that's where Keith is. But anyway, we kind of sneak around because we can hear the Stones sound checking from our room, and we're like, we've got to go and watch this. So anyway, we kind of sat there front row and watched the Stones play Brown Sugar, and it was just us.
Now, Maddie, any interaction? Does Mick or Keith at any stage come up to you and say g'day or any encouragement?
So we'd heard on the grapevine, we've spoken to Living End, the Temper Trap, when they played with the Stones in Melbourne, sorry, in Australia. They never got to meet them. So we weren't expecting to meet them. So we'd finished our set. You know, the crowd was amazing. You know, we were on first, so there weren't a lot of people there, but we were just like, man, we're supporting the Stones.
Mm.
And then we get a knock on the door.
No.
This guy, 6'4". He's the most British Rolling Stones looking tour manager you'd ever seen in your life. And he goes, all right, lads, you want to meet the Stones then? So we're in shock.
Oh,
we're like, of course. Yeah. So we go to this little area, and there's this publicist. I can't remember what her name was. I wish I could. She's like, I've been the Rolling Stones publicist for the last 30 years. And she's kind of looking at us. And she's like, doing up our shirt, making sure that we look sharp for when we meet the Stones.
Like Keith.
So there is this huge walkway between their dressing room and the stage. And we walk up on these gaffer tape markings. And this is where you stand. So we're here, the other support bands on the other side. And we're watching their band come through, like the sax player, the backup singers, they're walking past. Then all of a sudden, the Stones appear.
Oh,
and we're shaking their hands, like Mick, Keith, Charlie. And I'm standing on one end, and Mick Jagger's on the other end. And I'm just there ready to take the photo in shock. And then I hear, I might go stand next to the tall blonde fellow. And that was Mick Jagger. So Mick Jagger is walking around and he stands right next to me. And he asked me a question. I completely froze. It was something along the lines of, so do you think the weather's going to hold out then? It was quite an overcast day. And I just froze and I went to answer and he already left.
It was a pretty deep question, to be fair.
Yeah.
Hey, Matty, thank you so much for calling in and sharing this with us, mate.
Anytime. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, you're a drummer. Very, very quickly, Charlie Watts, good drummer?
Great drummer.
Yep.
He's one of those drummers where he doesn't do a lot of fills or any of that stuff. He plays what's right for the song, and
good
that's
you,
the most important role of the drummer.
Matty
thanks for having me on, guys.
British India drummer, fantastic experience. Thanks so much.